was sitting under blue sky with my boy on his balcony, puffing zoots while enjoying the summer breeze. We did this quite often, and all this was happening among the rooftops of Hoxton and Shoreditch. I wished I knew what went on beneath these roofs, and that anyone I stepped on could be see-through. I played with the topic for a minute, more than wondered whether that made me philosophical or immature. The draw on this day was real potent. We had a messy one the night before with Mr. Gray and Bill posters, so my eyes ready enough to provoke a ball work. Finding it harder to stay open than Woolworths. I tend to smoke a bit too much weed for my mind, so I tried to stay awake, but I just couldn't hold on. I forget how close I am to sleeping all the time, cause I've been trying to stay away from a cousin for so long. Yo, I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. So here I was, trapped in an accidental slumber. My boy didn't wake me, for that he gets a thumbs up. I found myself making a note of the fact that I was only yards away from the place where I dozed off. I looked down and naturally the view made me gasp. I was on the roof made of glass. I could see right into the bedroom of an elderly couple who were zipping their suitcases up. On the bedside cabinet, I saw plane tickets to Switzerland and said to God, it's amazing that you've given them a passion for travel and the courage to fly. It's obvious they still got a lust for life. I waved goodbye to the husband and wife and got a brief message from something inside. It reminded me that they couldn't see me seeing them, and that the chances were I wouldn't be seeing them again. Yo, I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. If you could see through the hood's roofs, would you put the power given to you to good use? Respect if you try and fight crime, but I wouldn't. I made up my mind to go and spy on my woman. She was on the sofa in a top floor apartment. She heard a knock, went over to unlock the door and answered. A male walked in, and this geezer was undoubtedly the same fucking friend who left me sleeping on his balcony. He couldn't hear the curses that I started to shout. He was too busy stripping her with a tongue in his mouth. I was so vexed I wept and started punching myself. I awoke where I'd slept as he undid his belt. In real life, he just come back from somewhere. Said he'd gone for weed, but the lads had none there. He said more, but I missed a lot of things. I was concentrating too hard on the lipstick on his chin. Yo, I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you. I can see what's really going on. It sounds so right, but it feels so wrong. Now I really believe that a gift you receive is a curse too. What you don't know can't hurt you.